A happy Christmas to you. I've decided this year to ring the changes. My eyes aren't good and I can't be faffed with creating something. And being green, I don't want to send too many physical cards. So I thought I'd adopt the modern way of doing things and send you a little podcast. So this is my greetings to you at this time of year, as we come to the end of 2019, and whew, what a year it's been. So, yeah, this will be my annual review. But it's also my personal take. And it's been quite a year. I spent the vast majority of it in Bristol, which is a wonderful city. I immediately felt at home here, and there's been so much about it which has made me feel that this is where I belong. Because it's, well, chilled yet vibrant is a phrase I use, so nobody takes themselves too seriously, always friendly and helpful, and yet there's so much going on. And it's not just doing things for the sake of doing things. So much here has got real depth and meaning to it. Just to take an unusual example. So every week I try and go to something as a come down from the work, as a way of unwinding and letting go and enjoying myself. And some months ago I went to see Create Your Own Musical, Bristol Improvisation Theatre. And they take a few ideas from the audience and they create, there and then, a musical. It was brilliant, absolutely amazing. And they run sessions, improvisation drop-in sessions. So, a bit more recently, I went along to one of these sessions. And it's just a series of workshop type of things where they encourage you to be spontaneous. No preconceptions, no scripts, no working things out in advance, just entering into the spirit of the moment. Just listen to what your partners, your fellow actors are saying, and take the role required, enter into it, and respond naturally from the heart. It was really good fun. It was a bit challenging at times because we're not used to just being spontaneous, but it struck me as a lovely example of going with the flow, of being more fully, wholly conscious. So that's an example. Every other week there's a music club where I can go and hear a piano recital or a string quartet or something, which is brilliant. In between that, got a lovely supporting community at my local church, and they're decent folks, very supportive of the Extinction Rebellion and climate emergency stuff. And have a lovely Sunday lunch together often. And there's a wonderful group for the Theosophical Society, who every week talk about something deeper, encouraging us all to connect at a level of what it means to be human. And even in the workplace, I found opportunities to engage at this deeper level. So I've recently become one of the University of Bristol's mental health champions. And the training there is about being aware, being connected, actively listening. I also attended the University of Bristol's first People's Assembly for Climate Emergency. I was really impressed with, well, the number of people there, the quality of inputs they were giving, the whole idea that the senior management had wanted this and were there listening and would take on board the ideas that were coming, no matter the individual's role within the establishment. So I actually have hope for the new year. My contract only runs until the end of 2020, and I don't know yet if and when Swan, my partner, will be joining me down here. And there's all the uncertainties of life generally. but I'm feeling far more hopeful. And I say that even with our new Prime Minister, because I've never voted Tory in my life. I think Boris is a bit of a buffoon. But I think he could be a very good Prime Minister. For example, most Prime Ministers take themselves too seriously. You can't say that about Boris. He doesn't mind making a fool of himself. He's happy to have a genuine joke. Brilliant, we need that. And, okay, he's taking us out of the EU, but I think he's got this right balance between being proud to be British and being a genuine, global-thinking person. And isn't that what it's about? Getting this right balance? Likewise, on what the state's going to be. It's going to be a national government, they say. Well, let's give it a chance, because isn't it again about getting the balance between ourselves as individuals and the rest of society? And, okay, for all the stuff you can say about Boris and any politician, you can't trust any of them, because they have to be chameleons to get by in that job. I think he might have a heart. I think he might have the right balance between intelligence and compassion. So let's give him a chance and let's start 2020 with hope. And I'm going to let the last word go to Gilbert O'Sullivan. How many of you remember him? He was about the only pop performer when I was growing up whose records I would go and buy. Well, he performed in Bristol recently. Oh, and again, it was a lovely occasion. The old favourites just singing along with them. So, my last words for my message to you this Christmas and for the coming year is this. I'm not dreaming of a white Christmas. Got it wrong. I'm not dreaming of a white Christmas. I'm not dreaming of a white Christmas. All I'm dreaming of the whole day long is a peaceful, peaceful one. Happy Christmas. Merry New Year.